Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology. You know, we take theology and we bring it to the streets. An honor to be here this morning with you. Do you know that this is our 50th show in Street Talk Theology? And it's an honor to serve you guys and be on the radio with you. It's been really good for me. Hopefully and prayerfully, it's been good for you. After this show, we're going to probably take a month break. And I know that Al, the producer, has got some shows he's going to put on, some reruns that we did. And hopefully, by God's grace, by the end of December, we'll start a new season of Street Talk Theology. I want to thank Desert Sky Baptist Church, the church where I serve as pastor, for allowing me to continue. We hope there's been some fruit. Little tired this morning, got a little cold brew going on. Just want to just thank you guys for listening over the. Like I said, this is the 50th show, so excited about that. I've been up early this morning because I had to do a live interview with Ashok and Pastor Michael Kenny, and you know them from Street Talk Theology. I was involved in a conference there in India. It was kind of Zoom conference, and they have it's called a cross-purpose conference. So I did some preaching, and we did an interview. They have other preachers. Obviously, by the time you listen to this, it'll be well past that. But I'll tell you what, I will have a copy of the whole conference, and if anybody wants it, but because by the time you hear this, the conference will be over, but I'll have a whole, like I said, a copy of it. I'm sure it would be video and audio, or either or even both. And if you want that, email me at PastorGrimaldi@gmail.com. Like I said, I spoke, and they had four other speakers. One was Doug Wilson, and Ashok spoke, and Pastor Michael spoke, and they had a couple other brothers from the India area that were also speaking. I preached on Ezekiel 37, dead bones coming to life. And so, anyway, that's available to you. I can get it to you via email or any other avenue you want me to. That'll be available for all the street talkers by the time you listen to this. You know, we're thinking about what we're doing for next season. I did record two segments for next season that probably will air the first week in January and the second week in January. It was an interesting conversation. I'm gonna probably start off the second season with myself just introducing what I think we're gonna do for next season, Lord willing. And then I'm gonna have Michael Cruz on, who's the district administrator in District 3. He's on the board of supervisors in Pinal County. And he's going to be speaking about something really interesting about the curriculum that's trying to be infiltrated in our schools, you know, with critical race theory and things like that. That was really an enlightening interview for me to do. And I think it would be good to start off the season as far as my guest with that. I'll start off just introduce the second season. And then the next 2 weeks, I did a two-part interview with Michael Cruz. So I don't want to kind of divulge a lot there, but there was a lot there and worth listening to, I think. Michael's a man who is a Christian. And anytime you get a Christian in government, so to speak, there's always going to be backlash. There's always going to be opposition. But Michael, by God's grace, being a man of God, is trying to do what's right for especially eighth graders and for eighth graders. And I kind of coalesce with that because I teach eighth graders in Lagos Christian Academy. So, and you know that when you're like, you know, 14 and that age, you know, your mind starts to develop and ideologies start to creep in and worldly ideologies. And then, you know, as Christians, young Christians, obviously at that age, 14 years old, there's that, that play between the world and, you know, what's the world saying, what the Bible is saying, you know, and I have some of my students that, after they graduate, some will be going to Valley Christian up in Chandler, but some will have to go to public school because, you know, Christian schools are expensive. So we want to pray for our children. You know, I'm working through, 1 Samuel now. I don't know if you guys get a chance to listen to some of the sermons. You guys are welcome. If you guys don't have a church family, Desert Sky Baptist Church, 891 Courtson, we welcome you here. We're a good family community of believers by God's grace. They allow me to be the teaching elder here, though we have other elders who teach Bible study and fill in for me if I'm on assignment somewhere. So we have a solid family church. We love people. We're sound in our doctrine by grace. We welcome you to come. What was I saying? You know how I get, I get swayed away quick, right? But we're talking about our children in the community. And like I says, I teach eighth grade in Lagos Christian Academy. And again, they're at a time where ideologies creep in. So, like I says, when Michael Cruz, when we interviewed him, two-part series coming up next season, he will enlighten us to some of the stuff that's trying to be infiltrated in the schools. And I know we spoke about this a little bit with Pastor Michael Teddy and Ashok a while back, but this is kind of a front row seat we're going to get here. You know what I'm saying? With Michael Cruz, and he's a heck of a gentleman, a man of God, and somebody I really interacted, had fun, and challenged, by interacting with him. And again, it points me to my own, teaching in eighth grade in Lagos Christian Academy. I love the students that I teach. You know, I try to pour my life into them, and you know, and their minds are starting to shape, and their ideas, their ideologies, and how does that line up with their Christian faith? And these are things that, you know, I just don't know we think enough about. But I just hope and pray that we continue to pray for our youth. Pray for me as I try to mold and shape them and bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord and you know, kind of formate their soul into the things of God, challenging their good students, their solid boys and girls. The first teaching has got to come at home. We pray that, you know, they are bringing, that the parents are bringing them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Sometimes as teachers, we try to have a relationship with the parents, but sometimes that's not easy. Sometimes it's not doable, but anyway, we want to pray for our youth. Anyway, I've been, like I said, I've been preaching through 1 Samuel, and this week I am in 1 Samuel 8, and, you know, you guys can obviously go on the website and look at some of the sermons and hear them if that's what you do. But your first love is your home church. That's where you get your teachings from. That's where you get your doctrine from. Hopefully sound doctrine. I'm sure if you're going to a church, and I'm sure it's good. I pray it's good. For people who are looking for a church, I'm a little tainted in my, in my recommendation. I recommend Desert Sky Baptist Church. Again, we take our theology and we bring it to the streets. Myself, you know, coming from a background of being in prison, I walked between those two worlds of now being on that side, now being on, by God's grace, the right side of the world, of the fence, so to speak, but obviously for many years interacting with the other side, so hopefully I can speak to that, you know, to that area of that we deal with all the time, right? We deal with that, you know, walking between two worlds. I think John Stott had written a book with that same title, that we walk between two worlds. And with that, I want to just look at a couple of passages of Scripture. And we should know these passages, and I don't want to spend a lot of time. I only got about maybe 15 minutes left, not even that. Just want to be able to leave you with something on, like I said, our 50th show, landmark show. And we're grateful and thankful to Desert Sky Baptist Church, who the church where I serve allows us to come on and be a sponsor with the radio station, and we thank Al and who puts up with me in trying to, you know, get these shows together, and we want to thank Grace FM, obviously, also here in Casa Grande. So the Bible, I'm looking at 1 John, and we know these verses, and I got under these in my little, I have a Bible where it's like wide margin, so I write on the side a little bit, and I got here on the side of the word discernment. The word discernment. And it says here in 1 John, chapter 2, verse 15, we should be well familiar with these passages. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. Discernment, and then we see this dichotomy in verse 17, a serious dichotomy. The world is passing away, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. Passing away, living forever. Serving the world, or living forever. Serious, serious ramifications. What John is telling us here is that we must have a proper perspective. Now, this is a highly theological text, but it's very, very practical. You know, the theology there is set aside from teachings from Jesus, that you cannot serve two masters, right? World passing away, the one who does the will of God lives forever. And I look at this, and, you know, we think about we live in the world, and I think it's Peter that says we should never overuse the world, right? Who's our governing body? Is it the body of Christ, or is it the world? Because the infiltration of the world continues to crouch at the door. Continues to crouch at the door. Now, we want to be able to define here what the world is and what does John mean in this text. And Stott is helpful. Here, it doesn't represent people, right, but is viewed as an evil system, organized under dominion of Satan and not of God, and it is not to be loved. So it's not saying that people, you know, obviously Satan takes people and brings them under a captive of his will, right, until they turn by grace to the knowledge of the truth, but he's talking about systems here, an evil system, which is passing away, was defeated on the cross, won at Calvary, and on that resurrection Sunday, defeated over against that kingdom that will have no end. So there's a world that's passing away, and it's very alluring. It's you know, it's an in-your-face type of ideology or system. It feeds the flesh. It honors the flesh. Continues to want to indulge in the flesh. And where the system of God's grace is more in the looking at the world in a different light, looking at the world that it's passing away, giving us a perspective. And we know in verse 16, we have an overuse here of the flesh, the eyes and the mind. All of these things are gifts from God, but we have brought them, or the world has brought them to places they're not supposed to go. Our flesh can be used for inordinate desires. Our eyes seeing things that should not be desired, or our mind taking on the ideologies of the world. Basically, the world and its system has turned something good into something evil. We know that the devil comes as an angel of light. Earthly rulers, just like the mindset of the world, will pass away, right? But God remains and lives forever. We must serve one master, right? The world has a deep and dark influence on people, right? They do. And again, overusing the world is a place we don't want to go. I don't want to go. I pray that the church here at Desert Sky doesn't want to go. The world is passing away. And all its ideologies. Because at the end of the day, there's one true king. And that's Christ. And every knee shall bow, every tongue confess to this true king. It don't matter. You know, I tell people, and I'm not trying to be, I know that salvation is a gift. I know it's given by God through the Spirit. We don't know. It's the wind blows where it blows, and we know that. We know that that's a gift. Salvation is a gift. It's not nothing you do. That's God's sovereign decision. He's got people that he has ordained and before the foundations of the world. We know that, but we don't know who God's people are. So we got to preach the gospel to everybody, right? But here's what I say. This is a challenge. We know the theology that only by God's grace you can be saved. But here's my practical admonition. Maybe somebody's listening today, and maybe the Spirit of God is working in them. And here's my practical admonition. You're going to bow down anyway. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are going to bow down anyway. By God's grace, I pray He gives you the Spirit that you bow down now. Because you're going to bow down. You're going to bow down either as a believer, and I pray for that, or a non-believer. And then the Lord will separate the wheat and the tares. And this is practical theology. You can't serve two masters. God in Christ through the Spirit is ruling and reigning as we speak. Despite what the world and the things that you see, it's a facade. It doesn't say we don't live in the world. It doesn't say we don't enjoy our food and our entertainment if it's, you know, hopefully and prayerfully godly. But just think about if this is all there was. Just think about if this was all there was. Eat, drink, be merry. Today you live, tomorrow you die. I mean, we know. God is going to separate the tares and the wheat. Let them grow together, he says. You know, the Darnell plant. They look the same. And in my sermon was aired today in India, it was talking about, I spoke about Ezekiel 37, right? But dead bones. Can these bones live? Only you know, O Lord. Only you know if they can live. So my prayer is that, you know, as we end our season here, our 50th show, that if you are a dead man or woman walking, I pray that them bones can come alive through the Spirit of God, through the preaching of the Word of God. We need sound doctrine. We need the right message. There's too much at stake. The world is passing away. I mean, we look at the world, we look at the news, we look at how this world operates, and especially now, I mean, look at the gasp. I mean, this is just unbelievable. What are we me first, putting our trust in. We cannot, I cannot, serve two masters. James says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Pushed around by every wind of doctrine. We want to be careful of that. We want to make sure that we have one purpose in the things of God. The eternal over the temporal. These are not easy things, but they must be spoken. And my time is running short for my 50th show here, but I just wanted to share with you, I love you guys, man. You guys are, you know, whoever listens, we're family, praying that you're Christians, but who knows, maybe God will ordain somebody to just put on the radio and hear this crazy guy from New York, a pastor there in Desert Sky, just saying, hey, we cannot serve two masters. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and he had a great fall. Well, if we sit on the wall, we're going to have a great fall, too. Luther says what? Now, you know, I was thinking about Luther. He says, if you're going to sin, sin hard, right? Don't soft stroke it. But my admonition today on the 50th show of Street Talk Theology is this. The world is passing away, and you cannot serve two masters. That's my challenge. Me first. It's been a total honor to serve you on the radio. And I pray that you join us for our next season. Coming up, I think at the end of December, Al would know more. I'd get the dates out. I'm sure I can get them out some way. But I know that I think January 1st, if we stay on Saturday, we probably are. I think January 1st and then the following Saturday, I'm not sure. I don't have any calendar in front of me. We will have Michael Cruz, the district administrator from District 3 in Pinal County, on critical race theory, and I think that'll be an interesting listen. May the Lord bless and keep you and shine your light upon you. This is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.